With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means, so if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in, then prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today, it won't be any different. Today, we are MAGA no more. What do I mean by that? What I mean is, I discussed this in detail in past shows, how I got off the Trump train. Certain things I didn't, our president did. Don't get me wrong, he's a lot better than Hillary. But, as a libertarian, a classical liberal libertarian, he doesn't fall with my ideals. And I actually have someone who I am talking to. His name is Dustin. He posted a status on Facebook how he is no longer, he is MAGA no more as well. And, I just wanted to get into why he came to that conclusion and what his future holds. So, Dustin, how you doing, brother?
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on, man. So, yeah, you, in fact, let me find that the status that you posted exactly, because I don't want to misquote you. If I could friggin' okay, discard post. Live, doing this show live. So yeah. By the way, nice picture of Kimberly Chi. She's a very gorgeous young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Wow, we have to scroll. I am no longer a Trump supporter and no longer a conservative. Yeah, so what happened?
Well, I'm going to put it to you this way. Mm-hmm. I've always been a Republican. Okay. I considered myself to be a laid-back conservative, meaning that I follow mostly conservative views and values. Mm-hmm. But I'm open to some new things, you know. Everybody says you're not a conservative unless you follow this, and this to the T.
Yeah.
Bullshit. You can be whatever you want and still be a conservative. Like Tommy Lahren, for God's sake, she's a conservative, but she's pro-choice. Oh my God, she can't be a conservative anymore because she's for abortion.
Oh yeah.
Really? You gotta be fucking kidding.
And
that's
then she's
the
not.
Thing I've ever heard.
She's not pro-abortion. She, like, honestly, it's a libertarian stance. Yeah, it goes against the non-aggression policy that we all follow. But, like, look, as a libertarian, I don't feel like I should have the right. I don't feel like I have the right to tell someone else what to do with their bodies.
Exactly.
Do I believe that life starts at conception? Yes, I do. But I don't have the right to go and try to stop a person from killing their child. I mean, their unborn child. Once that kid is born, then, you know. But, you know, Tommy Lahren, I mean, look, to me, that just says, okay, well, then she's a libertarian. I had that same realization, too, because, I mean, it's like, a lot of them are very, you know, because I do stand-up comedy, I like to tell off-color jokes, and they get as offended as liberals.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really
That's
sensitive.
That's where I was going with it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because, basically, I had been like, you know, this, that, and the other. I'd seen people bashing gays and transgenders. Okay, I don't agree with that bathroom bill. You should be able to choose what bathroom you go into. No, because I've got a daughter. I see a man walking into the bathroom after my daughter's gone in there. I'm going to grab that dude and say, where the hell do you think you're going? You're going in your bathroom. You got a dick in between your legs. You're not going into that woman's bathroom with my daughter in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things I don't agree with. But I have gay friends. I have gay family members who I absolutely love to death, and them saying this, that, and the other, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, guys, gays are not the enemy. We're all humans here. We're all humans. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've met some people that, and I've worked with some people who are Muslim from Africa and Somalia, and the reason they came here is because of the wars over there. They don't agree with this jihadist wars. Not all Muslims are bad, but at the same time, you know, don't, you know, they're putting them all into a classification. Just because they're Muslim, they're bad. I'm like, dude, I've been best friends with some of them. I still talk to some of them that I worked with. They are the most peaceful and wonderful people. They've invited me over to their house for dinner, for God's sakes. They're cool people. They're actually peaceful. They're like, they just want to live in peace. They're not the radicalized ones. Everybody thinks that all of them are radical, and that's not okay.
Right.
I say I've gotten kicked out of groups and lost friends on Facebook because, oh, you're a Muslim supporter, so you're obviously a liberal. Bye. And I'm just like, really? And I get bashed and bashed and bashed every time. Mm-hmm. Social media, like Facebook and all my friends on there, my Trump followers, my Make America Great Again friends, all that stuff. You're on social media. You can post your opinions. I would post my opinions, and every single, at least 2 to 3 times a week, I was getting criticized. I was like, look, we don't need to be nice to the Muslims or anything, but there was a post saying that these mosques were being blown up and people are saying, good, let's blow them all up. And I'm like, guys, come on, really? You don't need to be acting like that. Or this gay person is this, and that gay person is that, and just so judge fucking mental of everybody. And I was like, this is not okay. This is not who we are.
This is not freedom. It's not freedom.
We're supposed to be grown-ups.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah, I mean, I totally get it. It's like me, it wasn't so much, it wasn't that serious with me, but like I made an innocent joke in a pro-Trump group. And apparently, you know, the young, like, the joke was, you know, they were talking and it was like, hey, there's no flirting in the Trump group. And then I forgot, I made like a climate joke. There's like, excuse me, did you just assume my weather pattern? Like something like that. And it's, see, you laughed. It's, it was obviously made in jest. And apparently that turned into, I disrespected her as a woman.
How?
I still don't know. And apparently she hooked up with a fellow comic who was also in the group. And he had to, hold on.
Si.
Yo la yo. Oh my God. All right. 3 more weeks. 3 more weeks and I get my own place. 3 more weeks. 3 more weeks. 3 more weeks. I can't wait to sign. So, anyways, so yeah, it turned into a big old fight, and you know, and he's like, "Oh, you disrespected my chick," and she, like, I even ate crow, and I said, "Look, fine, for the sake of peace, let me apologize," and she, okay, hold on. I'm sorry, the dog was hanging out with me, chilling, and is like, oh, I want the dog, I want the... I'm like, fine. So, anyways, yeah, I mean, so overly sensitive, and I'm like, wow, you guys are acting just like the libtards. You're acting just like Antifa, like, and I mean, and I came to the realization, like, okay, they never wanted to discuss, like, real solutions. It's like, okay, you support the president. That's fine and dandy. But just supporting the president and going in front of Trump Tower and screaming at libtards, it just is useless. Let's talk about, you know, let's talk about getting more, like, Republicans or, even better, libertarians in city council. Let's talk about that. Yeah. Let's talk about... Who are we going to endorse for New York City mayor in a few months? No. We're gonna march in front of Trump Tower and yell at retards all day. It's like, what good is that going to do?
Exactly, because during the election, I remember everybody in the Trump groups, we would post, you know, things we're saying. You know, jokes and things that were not too crude, things that were worth saying.
Mm-hmm.
And we were acting like grown-ups. Then the election happens, everybody's happy, we win, and then we turn right around and start acting like the liberals do, posting this shit day after day after day after day of just picking on people and saying crap, and I'm just like, guys, this is not who we are. We are conservatives. We are supposed to act like grown-ups. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to... Why are you rubbing it in our face and like, we're just standing up for ourselves? No, you are not. You're acting like a stupid 16-year-old kid that didn't get his way, that was never disciplined in his life.
Mm.
This is not okay. This is ridiculous. And it just finally got to it, and I got so pissed off with it.
Yeah.
Another thing that brought it up to me of this, I started talking to some women that were Trump supporters, and unfortunately, in my belief, politics should never play part in a relationship. However, unfortunately, all the girls I used to get with were liberals, and when they found out I was a Trump supporter, which didn't really matter in my opinion, they would be like, fuck you, I'm not talking to you anymore because you're a Trump supporter, you're a Republican. I'm like, oh my God, really? Well, I started talking to these Trump-supporting women and these conservative women, very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
One of them I was going to try and get into a relationship, and I live in a state that is liberal, has turned liberal and has been liberal for a while, and I've been planning to move out of the state because I fucking hate it here. I don't like the cold weather and all this stuff. We decided to get in a relationship together, and I was going to move and transfer my job because I was a union worker at the time, transfer my job down to that state. The day before I'm supposed to fly down there, sign my paperwork for my new place of employment, sign a lease, she posts on Facebook that she gets in a relationship, and I had seen this before from her, you know, a bunch of guys hitting on her because she is a beautiful woman and everything. Mm-hmm. And I said, who pissed you off now? And basically she said, all she told me was, I got with someone. I'm sorry. The day before I'm supposed to go down. What the hell? I had to cancel my flight. I had to cancel everything. I had to call the place and say, I can't work there now. I'm not moving. So then I started talking to this other woman. She's legally separated. She's going to leave her husband anyway, because he's a drug addict. So she doesn't want to be with him anymore. We decided we were just going to have, you know, sex, fun, just be adults and, you know, no commitment and everything. But, you know, see where it went from there. If something blossomed when I went up there and visited, you know, maybe we'd continue to talk and mm-hmm. try and have a relationship and stuff.
Okay.
Well, then I ended up going to this expo where you saw my profile picture with Kimberly Chi.
Yep.
And I ended up talking to her and a bunch of other adult film stars. I have been wanting to go into the adult film industry for a long time, but never knew how, never thought I could. I was always told it was so hard. All these adult film actresses that I talked to, that I'm not going to name them all, but I've already given you a couple names, but I don't want to put it all out there, but Kimberly Chi's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to a lot of them and they said, if you want to get into this, here's my contact info. Let me know when you're going to be out in California. A couple of them are in Vegas, and let's meet up and we'll do a scene together and we'll get you auditioned. That way you get into the industry and, you know, you can start making films. And, you know, I was like, well, why do you want to do this? Why are you doing this for me? They're like, if you want to get into it, you're really cute. And there were some other things that we talked about that I don't really want to be on here because I don't know what's appropriate for this show. I don't want
to. Dude, this show is called the Crotch Shot Radio Show. It's uncensored. Go. Just do it.
I've never heard it before, but I'm definitely going to be listening to it from now on.
I've had Mercedes Carrera on this show many times.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. You told me about that. I apologize. Well, mm-hmm. basically, they said, okay, I need to ask you some questions.
Mm-hmm.
What is your dick size? This, that, and the other. I said, you know what? I've got a picture on my phone. How about I just show you? I pull it out. I show them. They're like, oh, my God. Yes, definitely. Not just because it's because of the length or size of it. It's because of what I have on it. My dick is pierced.
Oh,
and
ouch.
It's pierced. Yeah. Mm. It's pierced in a weird way that pleases women when you're screwing them. It's not that little Prince Albert thing because that does nothing. It's a different piercing. And they said, here's my info. Kimberly Chi saw that picture and she goes, oh God, I want you to audition with me. I want to be your first. She wrote her number down on the back of a card. She said, don't tell anybody I gave you this.
I'm freaking cringing. I'm just cringing.
Why would you
peer like, oh God. All right. I don't even want to know. That just hurts. That just hurt me.
No, it didn't hurt at all, dude. It didn't hurt at all. Yeah, but with going back on track to that,
right.
So I did this and I posted on my Facebook. There's a couple posts that said, all right, I'm going to say this. I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm going into the adult film industry, but that's going to be like a second job because it doesn't pay worth a damn anymore. I'm pretty sure you know that.
Yeah, yeah.
So my main focus of work is going to be continuing what I do. I'm an iron worker. I do steel erection buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I weld and all that. So that's going to be my main focus, but I'm going to be doing porn on the side. And then when I was talking to them, they were telling me about how to get in the industry. They're like, are you living in California? Are you going to move to California? Well, no, because it's really expensive and there's a bunch of libtards there, but I didn't say that.
Right. Well, actually, you'd be surprised. A lot of the porn stars are conservative or libertarian.
Yeah, I found that out, except for one, Lisa Ann. You know Lisa Ann?
Yeah.
She saw my Make America Great Again hat when I was at that convention and just went off on me and started ripping me a new asshole. And I'm like, all I wanted to do was say hi and get an autograph. I mean, but she actually is like, no, I'm sorry. I don't mean to rip your ass about it. But we actually had about a 10-minute debate.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know, a friendly debate where we weren't at each other's throats. She's like, why do you support him? Blah, blah, blah. And this is my stance. It was actually pretty cool.
Well, I mean, she seems cool because she does a lot of comedy shows. She I don't know if she still does it, but she does, you know, she does a show called Paid or Pain where comics, they'll either, if they do well, they'll get paid, but if they suck and eat ass, they get hit by a dominatrix.
Gotcha. I got you. Yeah, I've heard something about that. I just didn't know she was on there.
Yeah, she. I but think. Back to yeah. The point. So go ahead.
Back to the point of that. I'll talk to you about that in a sec because I do want to hear more about that. But real quickly, back to the point, so people can figure out why I'm there. Mm-hmm. This girl saw it, and she stopped talking to me. So I messaged her not too long ago, a couple days ago, and I was like, hey, what's going on, or is everything all right? Because she had just had surgery, and I was checking on her to make sure she was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, listen here, you are just a repulsive, disgusting motherfucker. I don't ever want to talk to you again. How could you go into that low-life business and be part of that? And I'm like, hey, you and I were just going to meet up and just have sex. That's all we were going to do. We weren't going to – you know, we were going to see about possibly doing it in the future. This is my decision. All my Trump's – supporting friends on Facebook were like, dude, go for it. Yeah, they're awesome. You know, and nobody's ripped my ass except for her. She got on my face about it, saying I'm a repulsive, disgusting man, and I'm like, oh God, really? And then putting that aside, there was that Antifa thing real quickly, where there's that porn star, that cam chick that got that's Antifa and got punched and or whatever.
Yeah.
And they started bashing porn stars, and I'm like, okay, guys, you guys are my friends. For Christ's sake, I'm going into this business. Here you are saying it's okay for me, but you're going to bash this stupid-ass bitch because she's Antifa for being a porn star? Okay, yeah, bash her for being Antifa and that stupid stuff. But you're bashing her for being a porn star, which I don't know how the hell she's able to get in it. Her armpits are unshaved and her vagina is unshaved and she looks like a freaking... looks like shit. I'm pretty sure that someone's making love to Bigfoot if they ever have sex with her. Yeah, exactly. She's a freaking Wookiee. But they're bashing them. I'm like, don't tell me that it's okay just because you're my friend and then turn around and bash someone else. Bash her for Antifa. Don't bash her for being a porn star. If she's hairy, okay, people seem to love that. Some people are attracted to that. But don't bash her for being a porn star. Bash her for being a stupid Antifa, you know, blinded idiot.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then they turn around and say, well, this, that, and the... No Wells, dude. You guys are... It's a double standard. I can't stand... the double standard and being judged for who I am when they say you can make your own choices, but at the same time, I have conservative values, I have family values. You know, the only reason I'm going into this business is because I want to, and secondly, this is all money I can put away for putting into my kids' college fund and putting them through school. My kids don't live with me, they live with their moms, but all this money that I make through the porn industry or anything involved with it will be going into a special bank account for my kids. None of it will be for me. It will be put away for my kids so that they can go to college, get themselves a degree, and never have to live the kind of life that I have or do anything that I've done. I used to be a drug addict, had no job, was a loser, was sleeping with any girl I could. I pulled myself out of that rut. I got up on my feet. I got a career. I went to college. I pulled myself out of that rut. I don't ever want my kids to have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because can pull themselves out of that rut, but I see too many times people get themselves into trouble. Oh, I'm just going to live off the government and be lazy and get government and think, I give up. I can't do nothing. I didn't give up. 3 years, that recession we had for 3 years after Obama took office, I was unemployed. I could not find work anywhere. Nobody would hire me because I had a criminal history. I'm not a felon, but I had something on my criminal history. It was just a little misdemeanor. Nobody wanted to hire me. For 3 fucking years, I did a couple, maybe a temp job for 1 or 2 days here, 1 or 2 days there. Finally, I was able to find a job, got with a good girl, got her pregnant, of course, which was a bad mistake on mine, but I had gotten myself off drugs and everything since there, went to school, got a degree, and turned my life around, and I don't see that anymore. And everybody's like, good job on that, man, good job. And then suddenly I'm going into porn and I'm repulsive, and they're comparing me to the Santifa chick because I'm going into it as well. I'm like,
yeah,
dude, I am not Antifa. I am completely against Antifa.
And they would, again, they would be surprised. Yeah, in fact, they would be surprised because a lot of porn stars are Trump supporters. They are conservatives. They're just, I mean, well, I would consider them libertarian because so they're social liberals, but fiscal conservatives. So
yeah, I'm considering myself as an independent now. I still support the man Trump. I still support the president, but I don't support his conservative supporters saying that, oh, only conservatives support me. Democrats supported him. Independents supported him. Libertarians, whatever, all support him. I still support the man Trump because I think he's doing a good job on some points. Mm-hmm. Some of the things I don't like some of the things he says. You know, but everybody is acting kind of rude like he does. He acts a little bit rude, I'll admit it, but I still like the guy because he's doing a good job. But everybody's saying, oh, Trump's not doing a good job. I can't believe I voted for him. You are keeping up with the news. Mm-hmm. Now, the news is fake mostly. I only watch Fox News, but I'm about ready to stop watching that because they just fired O'Reilly over accusations.
Yeah.
You know, and I honestly don't believe he did it. Now they're going after Hannity and Tucker Carlson and
They always say that. That's like their main thing. They'll never show proof. Like exactly. They're like, oh well, you know, this woman is filed a lawsuit. Yeah, anybody could file a lawsuit. And oh well, he paid her off. Well, so they, and you know what? So did Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton paid someone off, and they're not giving him shit.
Exactly.
For his rapes.
Yeah, and you know they're trying to say. Well, Trump's not doing this. He's going through Congress doing his job the way Obama didn't and the way Bill Clinton didn't, just doing it whatever they want, and they just go along with it. Trump's doing his job going through Congress the way the president's supposed to, and the Democrats are blocking him at every chance they get because they're being little sour, they're being little pouty-faced crybabies that aren't getting their way, which is to rip us off and keep us in poverty so that and keep promising everything that they're going to change everything just to get the votes. And they do nothing.
Right.
See you again in 4 years.
Yeah, I just didn't like the whole Syria bombing. First of all, look, I don't believe Assad, like Ron Paul said, Assad would be an idiot to have gassed his own people. Whether he had gas or not, he would be an idiot, especially when he's supposedly winning against Al-Qaeda. I mean, CIA ISIS. I mean, ISIS.
I get your.
Yeah, I, you know, it would be stupid of him. And now he's calling for us. Like, and I don't like how Trump, like, first he loves Julian Assange for releasing those emails. And then now because Jeff Sessions says, oh, we should arrest him. Like, dude, for what? What are you doing?
Yeah, I can see that. Like, Julian Assange, I believe, is there for the proof of the people that we're being stripped of. We're not being fed the full truth. We're being fed lies.
Right.
And Julian Assange is like, no, here's the real stuff. Here's what really happened. We're not going to fake news it. I don't agree with that either. I'm like, come on, Trump. And then he also says Snowden is a traitor. I'm like, Snowden did us a favor. I don't want someone going through my phone, viewing what I'm doing, see who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
That's none of their business at all.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm texting a 13-year-old dick pics and stuff, then yeah, I believe that that's okay. But you have to have proof and or something like so-and-so is talking to a 13-year-old. Okay, check his phone real quick. You can spy on his phone real quick. And then they find out that this person is not 13. Oh, okay, who gives a shit? You got to – because it all starts on an accusation. Going ahead and just tap a little bit. See if you can get some sort of reasonable cause. Check it. If it checks out, then go after him. If it's not, then don't go after him.
Well,
my dad used to be a cop for 33 years. He's like, you got to have good, reasonable cause or something. Just because I say so-and-so's talking to a 13-year-old, they're going to go, okay, so we can't do anything. What proof do you have? What reasonable cause do you have? You got to show us something that can give us a warrant to go and check that stuff. You got to go through the steps.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's
that,
basically how I see it.
That's the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah. You know, I mean, that's the one thing. I mean, that's what I have against Trump. Like, that's what so far I have against Trump. Well, also, you know, he's not libertarian enough for me. He was never my first choice. But Gary Johnson, something wrong with that brother.
I didn't like Gary Johnson at all. I thought he was confused.
Yeah. I mean,
he was more confused about how to be president than Mitt Romney was at the second debate, because Mitt Romney looked like he was about to piss himself against Obama because he was so damn nervous. I was like, dude, really, this is the best candidate we can come up with? Why didn't we get someone else that knows what the hell they're doing? Why didn't we? I wanted to vote for Ron Paul.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
This past election, our state senator, I did not vote for the Republican and I did not vote for the liberal. I voted for the Libertarian, and I'm surprised that she didn't win. I am damn surprised that she didn't win, because when our state representative took his endorsement away from Trump, a bunch of us Trump supporters were like, you're abandoning your party. You're not giving him your endorsement. It was all because of that locker room talk that he had, the grab him right in the pussy stuff. He pulled his endorsement. I got pissed off at that. I'm like, you said that you were going to give him your support and endorse him because you want to unite the party. And this whole time, the Republican Party has been completely separated from each other. They're not united. They're against each other. That's why all this stuff has gone on. Once he pulled his endorsement, I pulled my vote for him, and I was like, okay, I can't vote for the Democratic Party. I actually looked at the Libertarian who was running. Mm-hmm. I saw her views, and I'm like, that is who I want to vote for, because I like the way she's going. I like what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. She got a lot of votes, but they didn't even show it on the TV. They didn't even show her. I'm like, you're not giving the respect of these people. And secondly, I think Gary Johnson, Jill Stein, even though I don't like either one of them, I still think they should have been in the presidential debates. But they're trying to knock the third parties out and keep it to the two-party system. I'm like, no, these guys are their party's representatives. Let them debate against Trump and Hillary. Let them all go on stage and be part of it. Trump was in favor of it. He's like, I'd like to have them there at the debate. But they wouldn't put them on the debate. They're like, no, we're going to keep it between the two parties. I never got to hear Johnson's speech. I never got to hear Jill Stein, even though I don't give a damn about Jill Stein.
I know who gives a
damn. She turned to Hillary to help her out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Gary Johnson, some of the stuff I did see about him, I'm like, this dude is high as hell. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, actually, I wouldn't be surprised if he actually was high, because from what I heard, he loves not that there's anything wrong with liking the cannabis. I mean, you know, God bless him.
Yeah.
But honestly, when it comes to libertarianism, like, yeah, you know, let your freak flag fly. Like, the libertarian convention, like, there was a dude walking around naked and shit. And, like, there was some...
What?
There was some weird shit going on there. And it's like, come on. Like, first of all, you know, I'm not... You know, like, I didn't even know how to feel about it because, you know, I don't want to tell people what to do. But it's like, come on. Like, can we, like, let's just be serious. And
yeah, this is not a gay pride rally. Why the hell is this dude walking around with his thing hanging out? I'm like, dude, put some clothes on.
Yeah. Or, you know, people were just acting weird, and it's like, okay, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't smoke cannabis because I just don't like it. I voted yes on it when our state legalized it. I don't smoke it personally. I don't like the high it gives. I just feel kind of uncomfortable.
And now I know you live in Colorado.
Yeah. I know. But I don't like the high it gives. And secondly, my job is not very friendly with it. And that's fine. I don't use it. I'm like I said, I was a drug addict. It was not weed. It was something much heavier.
Okay.
I quit it. I got myself off drugs just by willpower. You know, I was going to have a daughter, and I was like, I'm not going to bring another child into this world and be a drug addict.
Right.
And I've been sober 6 years, and my daughter's
congratulations.
Sober. That's why I have her name tattooed on my arm. Every time I think about, oh, the world's going to shit, my life sucks, I might as well go do drugs. At least they keep me happy. All I got to do is look at my arm, and there's my daughter's name, and I'm like, nope. And I stay sober.
Yeah. And so, congratulations. That takes, like, to quit cold turkey, like, that takes a lot. Yeah, that takes a lot of willpower. That takes a lot of guts to do. So I commend you for that. I don't think drugs should be illegal. You know, it's
the reason they're so that they can tax, because they can't tax it. The government has to have their hands in everything.
Oh yeah. No, of course. I mean, but as Colorado and Washington proved, it could work.
I do commend Trump on saying that he wants to take the federal prohibition off and leave it up to the states. Because like he said in the debate, I believe we should take the ban off of it, because I've actually seen it be very good for medicinal use. I've seen it actually do things, and we should leave. And now whether it's able to be used recreationally, we should leave that up to the states. But I'll take the federal prohibition off of it and then leave it up to the states. Use it for medical use or legalize it completely to be recreational. I'm fine with the medical use.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I'm completely against it here in Colorado is when I voted yes on it, even though I didn't smoke it. I voted yes on it because the money was supposed to go to education.
Mm-hmm.
The money was supposed to go to this. It has not gone to anything. None of all the money that we made last year, billions, millions and millions of dollars. I think it was like $25 million in tax revenue off of it. Okay, well, we're going to give – okay, well, that's more than enough to pay for this, that, and the other, but we were also promised that we would get a tax return on it. You know how much we got?
How much?
Every citizen out of about the 8 million people that live in this state – I actually think that's more like 6 or 7 million now. We all got $100. Here you go. Thank you. Out of $25 million, really, $100? None of it went to education. We didn't get any of it back. Where did all this $25 million go? Where is this money being spent? Who has it? This is supposed to help our state. This is supposed to rebuild our infrastructure. This is supposed to go to schools. And nothing's going on. My company used to build several schools. We haven't built a school in years.
Mm.
We were supposed to be building new schools, all these new school districts. When we got legalized, hey, we're gonna start doing this for kids. We're gonna start making new ball fields. We're gonna start making new football stadiums. We're gonna start doing this, that, and the other. Nothing. All these plans that we were talking about building and schools we were building and add-ons to schools for ones that were in bad shape that needed more room and stuff. Nothing.
Mm.
All these plans just scrapped. We're not gonna be able to do it. Why? We haven't gotten the funding. Where the fuck is the funding? You guys have had this shit legal for this many years. None of it's going to schools. And I finally looked at some people, and I finally said, yo, we voted yes on this. Why is that money not going to it? And my mother, who is very politically involved, was actually and is on one of the boards of the Republican Party, was actually able to give me some answers, because I couldn't find out.
So what was the problem?
Apparently, something wasn't filled out properly, because when you say this is what we're going to do, but the money that we get from this and tax money is going to go to this. Someone didn't fill out the paperwork properly, so therefore they didn't have to give it to education. They didn't have to give it to anything. There was a little loophole. Something wasn't done right, so they didn't have to give the money to education. I'm like, okay, well, where's all this $25 million in tax revenue gone? Where's all this money? And this state is so far in debt, but we just got $25 million from cannabis, and we're in the hole, and we have bad roads, bad highways, bad schools, this, that, and the other. Nothing is going on, and we have all this money. Where did it go? Where is that money gone?
Yeah, I just Googled it. There's an article in Fortune.com. Colorado topped $1 billion in legal marijuana sales in 2016. And here's one. Here's an this paragraph right here. Through October, Colorado has collected more than $150 million in taxes from legal marijuana sales, including nearly $50 million from a specific excise tax that directs funds to school construction projects. The first $40 million collected annually from the excise tax is earmarked for school projects. So what you're telling me is that hasn't happened.
No, none of it. They were.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There was a school, and I've kept up with it. There was a school by the name of George Washington High School. Terribly defunded. Bad gang involvement. They couldn't even afford school resource officers. Denver PD actually said, who wants to... Can someone volunteer to please be the school resource officer? And Denver, you know, there was a couple officers that would do it. They couldn't afford new textbooks. These textbooks they've had since the 80s.
Oh, my goodness.
Stuff that was printed back in the 80s. I'm like, oh, my God, you guys, they couldn't even teach certain courses that were required by the government because they couldn't afford the textbooks. They couldn't afford the teachers. They ended up shutting it down and sending these kids to other schools. Some of that money was supposed to going into helping out George Washington's school, this George Washington High School, getting kids back in class because they threw these other kids to other schools, overloaded classrooms, not enough teachers for students, this, that, and the other, not enough lunchroom staff to make all the lunches for the kids that do buy lunch at school. It was all supposed to do it. They were supposed to get it reopened, get all new textbooks, get everything they needed. They just demolished it last week and made it into a parking lot. Just demolish the damn thing. Where the hell is all this money? Where's all these promises? So that money is not going to that. I guarantee you. I'm not saying that what you're getting your resource from is fake news, but they're saying it's going to. But dude, I don't see it. Yeah. It's not going to. I go to my daughter's elementary school. This elementary school has been there for about 10 years. They're off the same textbooks from 10 years ago. My daughter brought it home and I was looking through her textbook. She's only in kindergarten, but they still bring a book home for certain things. I look at all this stuff. It says 2006, printed in 2006. I'm like, what the? Aren't you supposed to? And I believe in Colorado, every 5 years, you're supposed to renew your textbooks and your workbooks. And published and printed in 2006. They just keep ordering the same booklet for work and whatever, and but the textbooks they keep, you know, you turn them back in at the end of the year, they reuse them on the students next year. It's old stuff. It's old. It's 10 years old. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. New subjects come along, new printed versions come along, all that stuff. When I went to college, it was only a 2 year old textbook, but it's one I paid for and got to keep. It was printed 2 years prior. Because every couple of years they reprint it and they write up something new with the subject I was studying, mm-hmm. But it was newer, because I was basically paying for it. All these taxes and stuff that we're paying for our kids to go to school is just barely enough to keep it open, and weed was supposed to help cover it because of all the other stuff going way out of reach, and nothing's happening. I want to vote to repeal it because it's like, all right, you had your chance to be legal. And you were supposed to get this money was supposed to go to this, that, and the other. You ain't doing it. You're just keeping all the money for yourself. It needs to go away.
So the question is, where is this money going to?
I don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody can figure it out. Only the people that are collecting this money seem to know. The state is run by liberals. Our everything is liberal. Our treasury. I looked on the board of treasurers for all the tax money. Every last one of them is a liberal. Thinking that this money's going in someone's pocket or in their pocket and it's being distributed amongst them.
It has to, because I mean, because there's this other article that they wanted to set aside $12.3 million in marijuana taxes for to fund housing for the homeless. Has that happened?
No. And then, in fact, what they're doing, I'm glad you brought that up. I did not know that they wrote that. What I'm hearing...
Yeah, your governor, John Hickenlooper, said, you know, in a budget proposal that he asked for $12.3 million.
No, that's the lie, and I will tell you why. Because John Hickenlooper just recently signed, took effect May 1st. Anybody that is homeless, found sleeping on the sidewalks or the street or something, the police actually come up and move them. Wait. I tell them, you can't sleep here, you can't sleep here, you can't sleep here. Now, and these were designated spots for the homeless in downtown Denver. And basically, any tent that they have set up or, you know, cardboard box or whatever, the police take down and rip it down and throw away.
Oh, wow.
And I saw it on the news just not too long ago that they're doing that. And the rate of homeless people deaths have gone up because of this shit. I'm like, are you serious, dude? These are people that just are less fortunate or had problems or whatever. People that need help for drug addiction, alcoholism, or people who just lost their job and just, you know, had a shred of bad luck. Just weren't able to make it and somehow ended up homeless, which, you know, I can see that happening. I've seen it happen. I've seen people, they go homeless and then they get out of homelessness. Well, some people just don't have that best luck because this state, everybody's moving here. Literally, 5 years ago, you could get a one-bedroom apartment for $450 to $550. Do you know what the cheapest I found in this state is? $1,100 is the cheapest for a one-bedroom apartment. The same bedroom, one-bedroom apartment that 5 years ago cost $450 or $575. It is ridiculous. My buddy and I were looking to rent a house right after I graduated college. We both worked at the same area, both worked at the same place. We're making the same good money. We were looking at a house. It was $1,400. It was a three-bedroom, two-garage, nice neighborhood. 4 months later, we finally get the money together. We go to rent this place. We go look at it. It jumped from $1,400 a month rent to $2,700 a month rent. You can't find a house cheaper than $2,000, and that's like a two-bedroom home. You're going to pay $2,000 a month or more.
All right. I'm on Craigslist right now because I'm interested in moving to Denver, Colorado. Let's see.
Oh, dude. Curious, where are you now?
I'm in – okay, there's one in Thornton, Colorado. It's a two-bedroom apartment for $1,300. Actually, honestly, for – you know, by New York City standards, that's cheap for a two-bedroom.
Oh, you're in New York?
I'm in New York City, yes.
Ooh.
That's
well, if you want to move to Denver, then going ahead is probably cheaper. But, dude, I'm telling you.
Here's the thing, these small apartments. Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. I know California is pretty expensive, but I've been out there. I was thinking of moving there, but I'm actually going to move to Vegas now because I was offered a job to build Raiders Stadium, even though I'm not a Raiders fan. I'm a Broncos fan because I live in Colorado, but I was offered a job out there, and then I can – that's how I can get into the porn industry. That's another reason why I'm moving out to Vegas, because most of the porn stars are there. But with that, but with being pushed aside, I went out to California and I looked at all these wonderful, nice apartments. Huge square footage. $2,200 a month. Okay, that's in a good area. That's a good price in a good area, and it's huge. You come back here, you get the same apartment for maybe $200, $300, $400 less. I'm like, really? And it's smaller. I'm like, oh, this just doesn't fit. It doesn't click with me. I don't get it. It just doesn't fit with me. I don't understand it. We jumped $600, $700, $800, $1,300 in rent in just a couple of years. I've never seen it skyrocket so hard. And we have so many new places that we're building and new apartment complexes that we're building. But we have no vacancies right now. And we're still letting people in. Our motels are flooded. I was going to go on a date with a girl in downtown Denver. And we were going to drink, so we were going to drink at this bar. So we decided to get a hotel nearby so that neither of us would drive. We could just walk back to the hotel room together and have a night together.
Mm.
They're full. And this is not just a little run-down one. You know, when you take a girl out, you can take her to a nice one. This is a nice one in Denver. And it was, they said, we're full, we're booked for the next month. Out of all the rooms you had, so I kept calling around. I couldn't find one that was open because the people that are moving here are having to live in motels because they're waiting for their apartment complex to open or for places that are that have vacancies to sign it. We are flooded with all these migrants and transplants from other states, and we don't have room for them. And they're screwing us natives out of it. But not only that, you think, well, you know, you can just figure it out. People are having to stack and pack housing. Like, there's 3 to 4 people living in a one-bedroom apartment nowadays because it's so expensive, but the wages are not going up with it.
Yeah, that sounds like New York. You guys are following us now.
we're following California. There's a lot of people here from California that are we're following the same thing as California. Soon we're going to be more expensive than California is.
Yeah, I mean it's the rush. Everyone likes that. I mean that's another reason why marijuana should be legalized every state. So that way, you know, people stay in their fucking states instead of rushing to you know. I swear that's, well, and that's like probably that, what
I
it is.
Believe that it should be. I think I agree with Trump. It should be left up to the states, and you know, I believe it should be legalized medically and used. But the only reason they don't want to legalize it in so many states is the pharmaceutical companies are making so much money. I recently found out on a study that the vaccines that we were getting as kids has been linked to autism. One of my friends has autism. And I'm like, oh, my daughter's not getting vaccinated anymore. Fuck that. I'm not going to allow that. Well, then she can't go to school. Then I'll pay for her to go to private school where they don't require it. I'm not putting that stuff in my daughter and making her autistic just because you have to have these vaccines. I haven't been vaccinated since I was 18, 12 years. I'm 30 now, so you know what? I haven't been vaccinated. I haven't had any problems. I don't need any booster shots. I'm not. And finding this stuff out that it's linked to all autism and all these different, you know, illnesses that are permanent.
Yeah. So yeah, we kind of went on the ultimate tangent. But, you know, what other things have people said to you that, like, so you have nothing against our president. You still support our president, which is fine.
I don't like some of the things he said, and I believe he could have done better on some things, but I still support him because if Hillary Clinton was in office, dude, I'm pretty sure that the Second Civil War would have been happening.
Oh, yeah,
We
would have been nuked. I mean, even though I'm not a big fan of Russia because especially what they did to Jehovah's Witnesses last week, I mean, that just proves they're not for religious freedom over there. Like this is what pissed me off about Russia. They classify Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, the people that knock on your door and try to place magazines with you, in the same level as ISIS. Yet they haven't outlawed.
I don't agree with that.
What?
I don't agree with that. Yeah. I listen to what you're saying, but I don't agree with Russia doing that.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm totally against that. But I mean, but the thing is, do I want to fight a war with Russia? No. Do I want to fight a war with Syria? No. I mean, the thing is, just because you know somebody supports the president doesn't mean we don't hold his feet to the fire. Oh God, what's his name? His not his chief of staff. Steve Bannon. Even Steve Bannon says, "Hold our feet to the fire." I mean, that's our responsibility. Not because, oh, okay, we got Trump in office, everything's gonna be great. No, we gotta watch everybody like a hawk. And if there's something that Trump is trying to push through that we all agree with, we have to work at it. Now, but you know, these Trump supporters, they would rather freaking go to fucking Berkeley and fight retards. And I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not sorry. Antifa are a bunch of retards.
Yeah, they don't. I don't like. I agree with you there. Don't go out and fight these fuckers. Stay in your home. Stay safe. Let them go out there, and then let the police deal with them. But of course, the police ain't fucking doing their jobs either.
Yeah, no, but no. It's one thing. It's one thing.
He couldn't speak because it was unsafe. Look, and Coulter was supposed to speak there tonight. She can't speak because it's not safe. Yeah. And then there's riots, and a fight starts, and everybody's going out to show their support. If you're going to go show your support, get your ass in the damn auditorium and listen to them speak. Don't stand outside and do anything else. If you can't get in, go home, stay safe. Let Antifa go out there and be a bunch of stupid idiots. When the riot police are finally called and they get tear gassed and shot and dragged off to jail charged with felonies, let them do that, because that'll just make the liberals lose votes because they're all liberal and or whatever, and you guys can re-win. Be the responsible adult that you're supposed to be. I was raised to be a responsible adult, and it just amazes me how badly Republicans are acting now. We didn't act this way when George Bush was elected. We sure as hell didn't act this way when Ronald Reagan was elected and George Bush Sr. We didn't act that way.
Like, look, I totally
like this, and I cannot believe it. I'm like, this is not why I joined the Republican Party. I'm an independent, but I'm a conservative independent, well, conservative viewed independent, and I'll always support Trump unless he turns out to be worse than Obama, which I highly doubt would ever happen. Nobody could be worse than Obama, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I'm going to support probably the Republican nominee. I will support Libertarian. I told the Libertarian that I voted for that ran, she wants to meet with me before I move, and I told her, run again. When the next election runs around, run again. And I goddamn guarantee you can win it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we just saw how, because a lot of the people that voted for this Libertarian were Republicans and conservatives, because we were pissed off at our party for acting like this, and we didn't like the liberal person that was in office and all this stuff. But we didn't like the two parties, so we went for the Libertarian. So hopefully something changes, because I believe that some of these third party candidates do not get enough credit and do not get enough airtime and do not get enough of anything or help. And they're the ones that should be elected into office.
So, but me, when it comes to Antifa, you know, it's like, look, I understand if you're going to, like, she should, like, we shouldn't have to run away if Antifa is going to be going to attack. Like, I'm not trying to say, hey, stay, you know, I don't agree with, hey, in your homes if you can't get in. No, you have a right to be there. They don't have the right to stop anyone, stop you from talking, stop me from going to attend. That I agree with, you know, going out and fighting in that context. That's what I, okay, fine. But actually going, just making a point, yeah, we're just going to go there and square up. Because that's what happened last week. That's what the whole point.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to say, avoid that. Be responsible. Because if you're going to go there and stand there. Let them throw stuff at you, you know, unless it's like a brick, then get the hell out of the way.
Yeah.
But don't square up. Don't be doing this. Like that girl that was at Berkeley, she was wearing her Make America Great Again hat, talking to the news reporter, and she got maced in the face. Oh, you do that to me, I'm just going to pull out my Glock and shoot you. That's a threat.
She was wearing a Make America Great Again hat. It was a Make Bitcoin Great Again hat. They didn't even read her hat.
Oh. It was Make Coin Great Again?
Bitcoin. Make Bitcoin Great Again. They didn't even read her hat. They just saw a red hat with writing on it. They didn't even pay attention. And they just spritzed her just for talking. Just for talking. Which is cowardly.
Exactly.
Like, I'm all for defending yourself. I'm all for defending yourself. If you're going to be at an event and these assholes show up and then they want to square up with you, then by all means, fuck them up, boo-boo. But, but if you're going to go, okay, we're going to
square up first. Let them square up first.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But, you know,
go there for support. But if they square up against you, go for it. But if you go there and they don't square up against you, don't instigate a fight.
Nah, exactly. But, you know, this whole thing with the group here, And I keep saying, hey, you guys could be doing, you know, more productive shit that will undermine them in the long run. But instead of just like, oh, we're just going to stand in front of Trump Tower for an hour or two and scream at people who oppose us, it's just a waste of fucking time. Like, exactly. Honestly, you know, it's like, then you know better than Antifa, you know better than the libtards that don't do anything, that they don't got no business. You really want to support our president? Here's an idea. How's about you fucking #drain the swamp NYC, or drain the swamp Denver CO, or drain the swamp California LA? Like, get libertarians or Republicans in city council, in the sheriff's department, people that are actually going to defend and support, defend the Constitution and enforce the laws. Get someone that's actually going to do that. But it's going out and, you know, we're going to go here and Antifa's going to be there just for the sole purpose of we're going to fight them. Like, look, I, you know, I haven't been punched in the face by Antifa probably yet, and I've gone out in New York City with a Hillary for Prison shirt and a Make America Great Again hat, and no one says shit to me.
Exactly. I see all these people that are wearing Make America Great Again and Trump supporting stuff, and they're getting beat up, and I'm like, well, where the fuck is this happening? Because it sure as hell isn't. I have a custom hat that said Iron Workers for Trump, because that's what I am. I'm an iron worker, and I wore it, and I've never, ever been given any sort of shit about it whatsoever. Anywhere I go, nobody says anything. You know, they just like, I've been given compliments. Good, hey, good one, man. Good hat, good shirt.
Oh yeah, no, I've gotten.
I even get thumbs up on the highway when I'm driving with all my Stop Hillary and Save Freedom, Stop Hillary, Hillary for Prison, Trump for President, Fuck Your Feelings. I have that all on the back of my car, and I get thumbs up and honks everywhere I go. People give me thumbs up. I have not been given any shit whatsoever. I haven't had people flipping me off or dragging me out of my car to beat the shit out of me. I haven't been having any of that.
I mean, the worst I ever got was dirty looks from women.
Exactly. I've been the same thing has happened
to
me too.
That's it. But a lot of people, they've given me high five. They're like, yo, I like your shirt. Oh, shit. Like, but the thing is, first they'll look at my hat, give my hat a dirt look, and then look at my face and get confused. In fact, hold on. Let me turn on the camera.
Why is that?
Look at my face. You see me?
Oh, you're Hispanic.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, I'm Latinos
for Trump kind of thing. Yeah, everybody that I've talked to, people have been like, Mexicans don't support Trump. Latinos don't support it. I'm like, well, of course Mexicans don't. They're not here legally. They're from Mexico.
Yeah.
Latinos do because they're here legally. Latinos or Hispanics, whatever you want to say, they support him because they're here legally. Mexicans aren't. Mexicans are from Mexico.
Yep. Like, I mean, you know, that's kind of what, like, I'm Puerto Rican, so, you know,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm American by birth, so, you know, it's like, even though I was born here, you know, but we, like, they already have citizenship. But, oh, wow, we've already gone an hour. But,
I think we froze.
Yeah, no, I shut off the cam. Because it just slows down the bandwidth. What else I want to say? So yeah, I mean, I don't know where this is going on. Every time I hear somebody got punched in the face in New York for wearing a hat, I'm like, where the fuck is this shit happening? I've been in the Bronx, where I've been in the most liberal parts of New York City. Nothing. And yeah. And maybe it could be because I'm a Latino and nothing's happened, and they're confused. It's that whole confusion thing. But so anyways, so But let's get on a lighter topic. As I was going through your Facebook wall, I noticed we have a similar taste in women. You there? Uh-oh. You there? Alrighty, let me call him back. Let me hang up, and I'm gonna call him Beak. Let's see. Yep, we're gonna. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
Caught there.
Yeah. So, let's get on to another topic. So. I was tickled pink about this because, you don't hear, you always hear, like, women, like, the whole body positivity movement that all these, women are body shamed and stuff. And,
yeah, like, the girls that are, like, 400 pounds and, oh, you're still beautiful.
Yeah, but there's also women that are, like, Ashley Graham or Erin McGrady, that to me they're not fat.
I agree. Like, I'll say this: you know who Sophia Rose is, right? We talked about it before the show.
I believe so.
Well, if you get a chance, go Google her real quick and take a look at her.
Doing it now.
Sophia Rose.
Oh, she a porn star.
Yeah.
Ah, BBW porn star.
Uh-huh. That is beautiful. I actually prefer girls like that. Now, Kimberly, she's a tiny little Asian, mm-hmm. and that's fine, but I prefer the girls that are average or BBW. But there is a point where it's too much.
Yeah.
And or where you see these overweight women where they've got that extra belly down there where their pussy's supposed to be hanging over. You can see it on their pants. And you're like, that is – once you take that off, that's going to sag south. You're going to have to – swim around in a sea of blubber to find the pussy. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. There is a point. It's like, you can be thick and beautiful, but don't just be lazy and let your body go to hell. Don't look like crap. At least some girls that are big boobed, big ass and thick, they keep that body because they look and feel beautiful in it, but they still take care of themselves.
Yeah.
They don't let their body go to shit. And I prefer that. Most of my girlfriends have been that way.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with a couple girls that were, a little bit smaller and then some that are petite, but I prefer that. But there's so many of these ones that are saying, I'm beautiful, and I'm like, you are 450 pounds and there is more rolls on you than a dinner table. You are not beautiful. You need to get out your ass. You need to take care of yourself, and then I'll call you beautiful.
Right. Right.
It's like you're an animal that belongs in the zoo on display. I'm sorry.
So have you gotten shit for your preference in women?
Oh yeah, all the time. A lot of my friends have. But on as far as the Trump supporters, most of the ones that they post, I have to agree with. Their hairs, they got their shaved head, and they got piercings all over their face, and they look like just complete and utter trash.
Yeah, yeah. Once you defeminize women, yourself,
I haven't gotten any shit for it.
Yeah, leftist women like to defeminize themselves, and then they wonder why no man finds them attractive. Because my genetics find a feminine form or feminine characteristics attractive. I need someone that looks like that's gonna carry my child, which means hips and boobs.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm like, all these women, I've seen these posts that people post all the time. They find, by trolling other people's pages. I'm like, which is fine. I expect trolling to happen, but it's to point out things. And, I don't troll myself, but I see these things like, I want to raise my son this way, and I need a man that believes in feminism. I'm like, so you're basically asking to have a gay guy impregnate you and be your man. And good job, sweetheart. And not all gay people are like that, but
yeah.
A lot of the gay people are like, I'm feminine, that's why I'm gay. I'm like, no, dude, you're a dude, but you can be attracted to men, but you're not a feminist. Don't start this crap. And they want to beat down men and have them, you're going to be our slave. You're going to agree with me on everything because I'm a woman, so I'm always right, and all these other things, and you're the enemy. You're a bad person because you're a man, and I'm a woman, so I'm queen of the world, and all this other stuff. And I'm like, that's not feminism. That is hatred. Feminism used to be something completely different.
Yeah.
And it's not what it used to be anymore.
No. I mean, this third wave feminism is...
Okay.
Yeah. This is third wave feminism that's about identity politics, virtue signaling and social justice work, like making up boogeymen. Like, I would like to say a lot of their problems are chupacabras. They just like, oh, well, some, you know, we're just going to invent a monster that's killing the livestock.
Yeah. And then they wonder why they can't get men or get a boyfriend. But then a lot of the feminists nowadays, I hate to say it, are lesbians that just are man haters, and they're like, well, the white man this, the white man. Okay, you need to stop with that white man stuff. Because you're attacking all men.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter whether black, Hispanic, Asian, East Indian, African, white. It doesn't matter. But they're always saying white men this, white men have done this, white men have done. Bullshit. If you do your history, you'll see African men have done this in the past to women in their tribes. You'll see Asian men used to oppress women back on the Great Wall of China days. They still do to this day. I know because I've been with girls that were from Asian countries. They told me how it is. Hispanic people from South Africa, Mexico, and all that, they're oppressed by telling me this stuff. So don't just say it's us white men doing it, because they're basing it off of the history of our country because that's all they know, but they're not going to do actually research it. Like, women used to be able to vote.
Mm.
Women were not supposed to be working. They were supposed to be at home, make babies with the husband, take care of the house, cook, clean, all that other stuff. Now it's different, but they're going like, well, this is why we want it, because we don't want this again. But they're just going off of he said, she said, and I'm like, open up a history book or go on Google, because it's really easy to use Google nowadays. Go on and do some research. That's how I decided I was going to vote for Trump, because I didn't jump on the Trump train right away. I was like, this guy is a piece of shit. This guy is ridiculous. He's a joke. I actually did my research, and 2 weeks later, I was like, you know what? I'm going to vote for Trump because I like him. I was originally for Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana. I was originally for him.
Which is not his real name. He changed his name so that way he could sound more American, but, you know.
Well, I was with a girl that was from Shanghai, China. Her name was Karen because her real name did not have any translation into English, so she had to get herself a name.
Yeah,
to sound more American. Because, yeah. Half the foreign names we can't even pronounce right anyway. I tried pronouncing her real name. Her name was Xiaxing. I used to call her Jai Queen all the time, and she used to get so pissed off and said, just call me Karen because that's who I am. Don't call me Xiaxing. Don't call me that. I finally got it right and called her by her name properly because I couldn't pronounce it right. So I see as to why they usually get an American name, so that we can pronounce it right and so they don't get offended.
All right, then. So, anyways, I'd like to thank you for coming on. I wish you well. Thanks for coming on. I wish you well in banging Kimberly Chi. Hopefully you do well in that. Give her an extra stroke for me.
extra like, thrust, you mean?
Yeah, I don't look down on what you want to do. I mean, God bless you. As long as you're not hurting anybody, I don't care. I don't care. Like, you know, it's just, you know, people really need to fucking relax, focus on their own journey in life. That's what it really comes down to. Focus on your own journey in life. If you're not hurting anybody, if you're not making someone pay for your lifestyle out of their own paycheck, via the guns owned by the IRS, then calm the fuck down. Oh, you know, most people are hypocrites anyways. Like, look at the Republicans. They're anti-gay. They turn out to have, like, they end up getting found out that they were fucking male prostitutes. Exactly. You know, a lot of these people that are anti whatever, they do it behind closed. I mean, I forgot who was that senator that was an anti drug senator, and they found drugs on his yacht.
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but I remember reading that. I'm like, and then I've also seen there's so many senators. Anti weed senator gets caught with weed.
Yeah.
How are you anti this and you're doing it, you dumb shit? If you're anti this, that means you're against it. Don't say that you're against it, but do it.
Yeah.
It's like me saying I'm against drinking, but going out and getting drunk.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time when you're anti something, like, well, then again, I really shouldn't say that because I'm anti-globalist. Yeah. So, you know, but you know how it is. These Trump supporters again need to start focusing up on really fighting picking real battles to fight, getting real candidates into local offices. They should be working locally and leave these retards alone because they don't vote. Most of Antifa probably didn't vote. Most of these people,
exactly.
Most of these people protesting against Trump did not vote. So,
and it's or a kid or lost their right to vote by having felonies. I found that out too. Here's the thing: if you don't vote, don't you fucking dare, bitch. You had a chance to. You had the right to. Some of you had the right to. If you got a felony, then you don't or whatever. You had the right to vote. You didn't participate in it, so don't you dare fucking bitch. Don't you dare. You had a chance to make a difference. You didn't do it. You stayed at home. You didn't do whatever. And you are given the rights to vote. I left work early so I could vote.
I left home early. I woke up dumb early so I could vote. I rage voted at 6 a.m.
It's open because I go to work at 5 in the morning and the polls didn't open until 7 a.m. So I couldn't do it. I had to leave work early so I could vote. But they had a chance to make a difference and now they're bitching about it. No, you got no rights to bitch. You had your chance. You didn't do it. So guess what? Suck it up because you it's like having the chance to go on that date with that girl you always wanted to, but you weren't feeling well, so you decided not to. So she went with someone else, and now she's dating him. And now you're like, oh, I missed my chance. You had your chance. You're not feeling well. Suck it up and go.
Yeah.
Get what you want. Go get what you want. You didn't do it to get what you wanted. You ain't got no rights to cry about it.
In fact, learn your lesson now and put in the work. Put in work if that's what you really wanted. If you guys wanted they didn't even fucking fight for Bernie. Bernie got screwed over in the DNC. No one, they didn't fucking work for him. Fuck you. I'm with her. Yeah, she screwed Bernie Sanders. And then when it was found out, they're like, oh, well, I'm still going to vote for her. Like, you're idiots. You didn't fight for Bernie.
A lot of the Bernie supporters came over and joined with the Trump side.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, anyways, yeah. So, basically, work locally. If you support Trump, you got to work locally. Stop paying attention to these retards unless they physically attack you and you got to defend yourself. But don't be going out there looking for fights because it's just a waste of time. So anyways, let's thank everyone for listening. Let me give a big shout out to Alejandro who has Urban Radio Hits, Apocalypse and News Guy. Thanks for listening. Everyone that listened, please smash that like button and please leave a comment on however you are listening to this show. Please subscribe. And as always, from my house. Oh, wait. Do you have anything you want to promote?
Not really, buddy, but if you got it, but just, you know, support your construction workers. They make you places that you go enjoy your sporting events and your concerts and everything. Just make sure you thank a construction worker because they help make it for you so that you could enjoy that stuff.
Alrighty. So again, thanks for listening. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.